Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
John in Virginia's on the line with a question about building a deck and maybe a pool someday. This sounds like a great yard. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to be building a deck and thinking about eventually building a pool to wrap underneath of it. And I was just curious as far as what I need to consider when initially building the deck enough to include the pool underneath, and that kind of concept will just, you know, add a ton to the cost.
I've not seen too many decks that had pools underneath. So you're talking about a second story deck with a pool that extends underneath of it. Is that the idea?
That's the idea.
Yeah. Well, let's think about this. First of all, if you have a deck on top of it, you're gonna have a lot of rain that goes through the deck. You're gonna collect tree droppings and things like that through that deck that are gonna drop into the pool. Supporting that is gonna be tricky because you're gonna have to have some sort of a beam that extends the width of the pool and that all the support structure for the pool to hold it up. And if you build the pool after the deck, you probably will have to take the deck apart to get that done because that whole area would be excavated. Are we talking about a below grade, an in-ground pool here?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, the order of events would be to do the pool first and then the deck, because I don't see how you're going to be able to have a deck out and build a pool around it. You need a lot of heavy equipment to get in there, for one thing, and you're not going to be able to do it when you're trying to worry about a deck. Plus, as I said, the support for that's going to have to be very, very long to span the width of the pool. I think this is the kind of project that I would go to an architect for, frankly. I wouldn't try to figure this out in the back of a sheet of paper.
Right, right. Okay, okay.
I would design this very carefully to make sure that we're enabling, our plan enables us to do the work that we want to do, whether we have to do it before we put the deck in or after. But I would definitely have this designed before I even thought about picking up a hammer and a saw.
Thanks for the advice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Sounds like a cool idea, but man, it's tough from a design perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You want to make those decisions early so that it's not a big project down the road. Plus, making those decisions now ensures that it's a beautiful project that's going to last and then you can really enjoy it.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.